It's the Touchology Wellness Experience, where the power of touch heals all. Tune in and be empowered with your host, Njadika Olatunde, pain relief wellness educator and advocate, who is changing lives with Touchology. Greetings and welcome to the Touchology Wellness Experience, where we introduce innovative and progressive concepts that focus on how to relieve pain and stress in your life 24/7 to have optimum health and wellness using the power of touch. Did you know the power of touch affects every area of your life mentally, physically, and emotionally? These days, touch is often seen as something bad and negative. Each Thursday, we're going to change that thinking so you can take back control of your life from living in pain and stress using the power of touch on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Our sponsor today is Focus on Healing Wellness Institute. Focus on Healing provides wellness training and support services in healthcare prevention and wellness maintenance. Focus on Healing is home of reflexology training for everyone in relieving pain, medication, and addiction-free as an alternative to opiates. Go to focusonhealing.com and check them out. Our topic today is, do you have a pain relief treatment plan? This is a two-part discussion in the final series of the Pain Stress Connection. The question I always ask my clients during a consultation session is, do you have a pain relief treatment plan? Most people do not know or have never heard about a pain relief treatment plan. So let's start with what it is. A pain relief treatment plan is like having a blueprint of action steps to follow daily in relieving pain, to rebuild your mind, body, and emotions, to maintain health and wellness. A pain relief plan should be a personalized assessment that you and your healthcare practitioner design that focuses on the whole person and the interconnection between the body, mind, and spirit that includes all aspects of your lifestyle. Your plan should emphasize the therapeutic relationship of all appropriate therapies, both conventional and alternative. The main focus of a pain relief plan should be to put together a list of recommendations a person can use to optimize the healing and wellness process. Here are a few guidelines that lay the foundation for a personal pain relief plan. The first action step begins with lifestyle. It's about your habits, rituals, and interests. The right lifestyle adjustments or the right changes can do wonders for relieving chronic pain. Living with chronic pain can be mentally, physically, and emotionally challenging. If you experience pain every day and it's controlling your life, that means a drastic change is needed. A lifestyle change begins with managing stress, which is a trigger for physical pain. Stress management lifestyle changes in the plan should include the following. Movement. Movement can be one of the most challenging aspects of dealing with chronic pain, as there's a fine line between healthy movement and causing more damage. It requires a holistic approach that focuses on staying active, doing some type of movement every day that you like and it works for you. Sleep. Create a sleep routine so the body can do its best work. Having a sleep routine makes rest a habit and sends signals within your body that it's time to sleep. A sleep activity can be making time to read, write a journal, or take a bubble bath every evening to give the body a signal as a trigger to recognize it's time to sleep, rest, and relax. Eating nutritious food. Eating nutritious food because cutting out certain inflammatory foods can be a big help in relieving chronic pain. Start by adding vegetables or fruits to one meal or drinking a glass of water each day that you eat. As you nourish your body, it will become easier to replace trigger foods without focusing on food restriction. Track daily pain. Track daily pain experiences by setting aside a time each day to note what's happening in your mind and body. Write your pain level with some notes about your activities throughout the day. This resource can help you identify triggers, track treatment progress, and let go of stress. A grounding routine. Establishing a grounding routine to monitor when your pain is flaring up and it feels impossible to focus on anything else. Create a grounding routine to move through the pain and distract yourself. Grounding routines are used in treatments to help you shift your mental focus. Positive self-talk. Practicing positive self-talk when you're in pain is a way to distract you from so much constant negative self-talk. Creating a positive self-talk routine encourages and helps give you self-confidence to getting through the day. This is how you learn to recognize when you're engaging in negative self-talk and need to change and refocus your mindset. Connecting with kindred spirit. Connecting each day with kindred spirits, who is someone who understands what you're experiencing. This can be done by reading a blog post, send a message on a forum, or participating in a support group. When you know you're not alone and you can connect with someone going through what you are, makes life a little easier. Today, we talked about making lifestyle changes so you can have a better understanding of the how, why, and what is needed to create a pain relief action plan. Your key to taking back control of your life from chronic pain begins with changing your lifestyle. When you have been in pain for a long period of time, it can be hard to remember just what it feels like to not be in pain. Being in pain is your lifestyle. Pain is now your addiction, and it can be stopped when you have a strong desire and a pain relief treatment plan that supports you living pain-free. Today's topic listener resource giveaway is a pain relief wellness treatment checklist. Download this resource at touchologyexperience.com. For information on upcoming podcast shows, workshops, and training programs, subscribe to our newsletter at touchologyexperience.com. Our motto on the Touchology Wellness Experience is health is wealth and wealth is health. It is your birthright to have both. In support of our motto, I have a free gift for you. Go to touchologyhealingexperience.com to grab your free gift. The topic of discussion on our next show will be the action steps in a pain relief treatment plan. And it will be the final episode of the 6-part series of the Pain Stress Connection. Spread the word and share with everyone you know who is suffering with pain and seeks an alternative to OTC pain relief. You don't want to miss it. Until next time on the Touchology Wellness Experience, with a focus on changing lives with Touchology to introduce a new way of thinking and allow you to take back control of your life from pain and stress using your divine gift, the power of touch. It's all about health, wealth, prosperity, abundance, success, love, peace, happiness, joy, and harmony is what we share on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Mark your calendar and tune in to be Touchology.